This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Deal infrastructure. The president puts his John Hancock on the bill, and the bipartisan adventure begins. Of course, there's going to have to be a little of this, a little of that. Somebody, and that's Mitch Landrieu of New Orleans fame. He was the mayor of New Orleans at one point. He will get to decide on projects as to where the money is getting funneled for bridges and roads and other infrastructure, railways, also what I think is so vital in the rural areas where they need help with internet. Maybe they don't after everything that we've seen with the internet. No, in all seriousness, they need to have that capability and have it improved. So he's the one that gets to decide on where things are going and who's handling them, really kind of cut through, hopefully, the red tape at the states, various states levels. But anyway, there goes a trillion plus. Let's hope it's earmarked in the right direction. How was your week, the beginning of it anyway? Kate Delaney, so thrilled that you're spending some of it with us. Boy, we live in times that are oh so interesting because there's always a new development right around the bend. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not so good. Like this, NATO is sounding the all-call alarm over Russia troop buildup. So what does that mean? It means that we're seeing what's happening with China, and now we're seeing what's happening with Russia. The NATO Security General warned Russia on Monday that Western military alliance was standing by the Ukraine amid a large and unusual concentration of Russian troops on the Ukrainian border, stressing that the important thing was to prevent situations from spiraling out of control. So they're trying not to speculate about the intentions, but clearly, seeing a heavy concentration of troops, knowing what Russia is willing to do and what they're capable of doing militarily speaking, they could be pretty aggressive against the Ukraine. So there is fears of a possible attack. Remember, Russia annexed Crimea from the Ukraine in 2014, and the waters around it belong to Moscow now, despite most countries continuing to recognize that peninsula as Ukrainian. Never underestimate the Russians' thirst for more territory. I've had the pleasure of talking to many military leaders in some interesting off-the-cuff conversations about Russia, and it's funny that in a different way, put to me in a different way, that's kind of how I heard it in over the years as to what Russia ultimately wants to do. And maybe it is no secret, but and certainly this buildup is no secret, but will they actually move forward or not? A couple of big verdicts have some people on edge, people in law enforcement who are saying it's about what the reaction is to the verdicts, and one of them is, in these two high-profile cases, one of them is the Ahmaud Arbery case, where three white men are on trial for shooting Arbery, a black jogger, on February 23rd, 2020, after chasing him through their neighborhood in pickup trucks. You've certainly seen the video of that. I mean, I've seen that I don't know how many times, but you see it everywhere. So George McMichael, his son Travis, and their neighbor William Bryan say they were attempting to make a citizen's arrest of a man they suspected of being a burglar. Arbery's family and supporters have called it a modern-day lynching. So that case might not go to the jury and might not wrap up till the beginning of December. Meanwhile, I think this one is going to wrap up a lot sooner, and that's Kenosha, Wisconsin. And Kyle Rittenhouse, at the time was 17, had an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, joined groups of other armed men to patrol the streets and protect, as they put it, businesses from arsonists and looters. He ended up shooting two men, killing them, and wounding another, charged with homicide. He's claiming self-defense. On Monday, closing arguments were heard in that case. And I think that verdict comes back faster than the Arbery verdict because of where they are, especially in the case. They're not at the closing arguments. So they're ramping up in both of those areas for potentially seeing reaction to what the verdicts will be. And no way to know, but it's certainly politically charged. There's, you know, no question about it. And you can see it. Because in both cases, I think the prosecutors have been walking on eggshells. You know, talking about what they're stressing to jurors. And both cases are could be precedent-setting, I think. Will be precedent-setting, in a sense, right? In California, the buzz is not just over these big court cases and what's happening in the polarized nation of the United States, but the sticker shock as to what gas is. I mean, prices are over $5 in some places. You know, the average price of a gallon of gasoline, regular gasoline, $4.97. That's $1.50 more than a year ago. So think about it. You have kids, I don't know, you have a mid-sized sedan, whatever. You're paying $21 more to fill up the tank. See, it's when you add it all up how it really hits you square what you are paying. And, you know, then it definitely was affected by Hurricane Ida and some other things that have happened to see that number shoot sky high. Before I even checked, I knew, because I have friends in California, and I can't tell you how many texts I got about with pictures of what they were paying for gas as they were feeling the sting. And that was the water cooler buzz. And one in Northern California, one in Southern, and both telling me this is what people are really complaining about is, you know, this is crazy. Food prices are sky high. Then look what happens when you go to the pump. And they're prisoners of their cars, in a sense, if they have to go to work because of the freeway situations, both in Northern and Southern California, just how costly it is to keep wheels on the streets. And there's not a lot of alternatives. Whereas the Midwest, the South, move certainly further east, where we're going to see a lot of the infrastructure dollars go toward the railways. You've got all kinds of transportation, lots and lots of public transportation, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Is with us this time around. His book is called Visions from God. Joe, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
So what made you write this book? Why did you decide I need to get this out there?
Because it was overwhelming and incredible, because I was the typical kid that learned about God, thought he got saved, then moved on with life, and by the time I was 45 years old, not needing God, I crashed, became homeless, went to God. He did so many things for me, and I shunned him on another 7 years later, which he warned me about, and I shunned him on again, and then crashed and burned and ended up in prison for violence and hate, everything that God does not like. I was there, so I went to him, and I went to him out of pride and presumption. What about last time? You know, why not this time? You know, just saying, not my fault, their fault. And he let me keep doing that for a few months until my biggest threat was going to the judge to get the sentence and go through all that ordeal. And the day came when I went to the judge of the earth and was sentenced, and it was quite lengthy, and I thank God it's all over. It was back to normalcy. I wanted to kill myself. The day after that, I felt so much better, actually, after doing all the crying, the I'm sorry's, feeling guilty, all the worldly sorrow, that I just felt so relieved. And I actually, the last thought I had in my mind was actually, even going to prison, becoming to get back in my normal state of mind. And I laid down to, we were doing count or something, so I just nodded off, and boom, I saw the judge of the earth, but God, our Father, the judge of the universe, came down here to earth and confronted me, and it was beyond description. You'd have to read the book, but the fear of God was put in me about honor, respect. And that's how it all started. And that was the first dream. When I woke up, I couldn't talk. I was shaking. It was, you don't treat him as a normal thing. All through my life, I go to him, ask for help. He helps to do it again over and over and over and over again. Eventually, he's gonna get the point to you and get it across to you. And after that, then I had one vision, which is one with your eyes wide open in our mortal reality. You can actually see the spiritual world plus the mortal reality, and it's very, very, very vivid. You never forget them. And then after that, there were three more consecutive back-to-back, the do's, the don'ts, the false teachers, what's wrong and what's right. So it was actually a six-year walk with me and the Lord in prison, just us two, and it was super overwhelming. I want people to know just how close and personal he can get with a human being.
Right, and so for you, I mean, that you did 6 years, that's hard, and hard time for things that you did, and that got you through, right? So you must be incredibly, you must feel incredibly blessed that you found yourself to be wakened up again to what you had ditched after being homeless and embracing it and then letting it go. So you've done that where you have embraced, let go, and then you found yourself in this spot. That got you through those 6 years.
Oh, right? Most definitely. Most definitely. So I decided to, with the help of him, write a book I wanted everyone to know. And to tell you the truth, I've been out a year now and away from the Lord, not the prison thing, but, you know, all amidst of the worldly stuff. And it gets just as dangerous and just as bad as you've always been warned about. Just because you're saved and it's okay, then it's not going to be all that great afterwards, I'm learning. So it's difficult. Being a Christian is not easy.
So what do you do to center yourself? I mean, your book, you have Genesis and Hebrews and Numbers and Psalm.
Right.
And you list
right.
all specific verses and whatnot. What do you do now when you say it's difficult to be a Christian and to go through what you went through? How do you get back to that point that you're okay?
Constantly talking to him through what I do is, It's praying, it's talking to yourself, but you're talking to him. I mean, you know when you talk to yourself so much all throughout the day, you can be talking to yourself. Well, that is what keeps me going. No matter if you're good or bad, close or not close, you always talk to him. You always have the connection, always. Even though the Bible says, I hid my face and this and that at times, and I was angered at you and all, you know and understand all that, but you keep talking to him, because once you forget him, that's a whole different story. And I know and realize that from before. He had given me warnings and I just shunned him on, forgot him. And this mainly the fear of the Lord was put in me to where he is due honor and respect. And I had a father that was very strict and a dislike and tried to shun him on, but he was strict. He knew the wrongs and the rights and the obedience and the love. And that's about what God is, except much more profound.
So what do you hope people take away from reading Visions from God, your book?
If there is any doubt or any, if there is any doubt or any questions of who he is, how he can talk to you, if there's any doubt at all, this book will in any way, some way, big or small, change your life. I mean, it's going to put a bonus. It's going to help you no matter if you're a believer or an unbeliever. This is going to open your eyes. The book is only 78 pages, so it's like a 2.5 hour read. You don't have to come back to it all the time. You can just sit down, bloop, go through it, and it'll be done. You'll enjoy it, grasp it all at once. And once you start reading it, you will feel what I felt. You will be a part of the story. I don't know. It's I've read it a couple of times, and I myself, even knowing what I went through, it draws you in and you can't stop. And then in due good short time, it's over. It's the end. It's overwhelming. You are going to become me, or that individual it's happening to, which was me. And you are going to understand the exact precise closeness of the Lord, the relationship, just like as if you and me were together and you were telling me all this stuff, just like that, when you can't see him. It's just, I don't know. And I'm just a normal construction Joe. So I'm nobody smart, nobody special. I have no wisdom. So
no, I think you have wisdom. You put it in the book. Yeah. Don't undersell it. You put it in the book. So you're right.
There are a few books, the new books that are called exactly Visions from God, but mine's Visions from God by Joe Fillinger right on the front. So,
and you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever books are sold.
Yes,
Joe,
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for this opportunity.
And we finish off this segment with a little Out and In, and we start with In-N-Out. If you know the chain, it's a California burger chain, although it's spread to a couple of other states now, but it's pretty popular in Cali. They had to shut down a location in Contra Costa County after workers didn't check customers' vaccine statuses because there was a location closed in San Francisco just a couple of weeks ago for the same kind of problem. You have to check COVID cards. I mean, that's the law. That's what they're saying. You get fines and warnings for not checking a person's vaccine status. So the Contra Costa Environmental Health Agency suspended the permit in Pleasant Hill last week after they failed to verify customers' vaccine status for those who wanted to use indoor dining spaces. How about that? They had gotten a bunch of citations, and they had fines that were like $1,700 all told for this same health order violation, and they shut it down, saying that the location is an immediate health hazard to the public. Because, you know, that's always the cry, is what are you going to do if you get shut down, and how are they going to check? But the In-N-Out legal business officer, Arnie Wensinger, supported closures of the restaurant, saying it isn't their job to police a person's vaccine status. They should refuse to become the police for any government. But this is what they have to do, because this is what the law states it is at this point. All right, stay with us. Dolores Dillard next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden signed one of his biggest legislative victories into law, the final approval of the hard-fought $555 billion infrastructure bill.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Thank you.
The Act will direct billions of dollars toward new construction of roads, bridges, airports, and seaports. It will also expand the availability of broadband internet, replace lead pipes, and build electric vehicle charging stations. An Iranian Navy helicopter flew very close to a U.S. warship in the Gulf of Oman in an incident that eventually ended without escalation. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters the helicopter circled the U.S. Navy's multipurpose amphibious assault ship. This is USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation, and if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. A controversial $400 million border wall contract that prompted bitter charges by a top House Democrat of political interference by President Donald Trump wasn't awarded improperly, according to an investigation by the Department of Defense Inspector General. This is USA Radio News.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. Enzymes with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
All right, we're going to take you away to a place that is so interesting. And a lot of times people say they have travel on their so-called bucket list. But imagine you have these incredible memories from places where people can just really dream about in many cases. And what is it like to actually be a part of the culture, etc.? Papua New Guinea, 1983. Memoirs of Africa, 1996 to 2009. Two books by Dolores Dillard. And she's in our virtual green room and joins us now. Hey, Dolores.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm excellent. So let's talk about your journey and what it was like growing up. What was it like? I'm trying to imagine. And as I said, these are places that people talk about. What was it like for you?
You mean for me growing up as a child?
Yeah.
Okay. I came from Houston, Texas, and I was raised there, and my siblings all still live there. I'm the only one that's no longer there. And growing up, I was a dreamer. I loved to read, and so I was always, while they were doing foolishness, I was reading somewhere in the corner. And so I had dreams that were much bigger than anything I'd ever seen. I'd never seen or heard. But God put those dreams in my heart and in my mind, and I told him one day I would be traveling all over the world. Mind you, I had only been 70 miles outside of Houston, but I was dreaming.
And you dreamed, and you got to Papua New Guinea, and you wanted to go there, I think you said, 8 years or so before you actually made the trip. So how did that trip happen, and what was it like when you actually got there?
Well, I live in Vancouver, Washington, and it's a very white culture.
Right.
I don't know any other way to put it.
Sure, sure.
And which was totally foreign for me, coming from Houston, Texas, during the time of segregation. So I moved to Vancouver, Washington, and because I was a Christian, if I was going to go to church, I had to go to a white church because there were no African American churches in Vancouver at that time. So I went to this church that was Caucasian, and I integrated that church, and eventually it was became very integrated. But in that church, we received periodicals from the national headquarters of that church, and these periodicals would have information about the missionaries and people all over the world. So I read this story about Papua New Guinea, and it just resonated in my heart and spirit. That's where I want to go. I didn't know where it was either. Most people didn't know. Most people hear Papua New Guinea and they think about Guinea, Africa. Two different things. Anyway, so when I read that article, I wrote an article to that periodical, and they published my picture and information in this booklet. And so it went to Papua New Guinea, where the missionaries were. So when the New Guineans saw my face was black, they started praying that I would come to minister to them.
Wow, and what was that like?
It was like something, because Papua New Guinea at that time, I mean, it was still, the people still believe in cannibalism, so that's why people thought I was crazy going. Anyway, and so it was very mind-boggling in many ways, because the culture was so different than anything I can imagine. I was raised in Houston, Texas, in the city. And so seeing the way that they lived and the culture and everything was so incredible that I was, and of course I couldn't speak their language, but one of the men who was the interpreter for the missionaries was very, very educated. And so he was, you know, he taught me a lot, and a lot of the people taught me different things. It was beautiful because everything was pretty virgin there. It's still not highly known a place. Very few people even go there. More and more you hear a little bit more about it, but it's still not something that's highly visited.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. What a great journey you had getting there, and then via Houston, and then going to Washington, and then you put Africa. You know, you do a book about Africa, Memoirs of Africa, 1996 to 2009, and tell us about Africa and where you went.
Okay, 1996 was the first trip to the motherland. I went to Ghana, West Africa. That became my home base in one sense in Africa, because I've been there more than any other nation that I've ever visited. I've been there 7 times. And then from there, I went to Liberia, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, other nations in Africa. And each one of the nations are a little bit different. The culture is a little bit different. They have their own government in each one of those nations. And most people don't recognize it. It's a large continent. It's not like the United States. It is a continent. And so it's very huge. And so I learned a lot. And people ask, well, do you know the language? I said, no. Remember, these are different people from different nations, and they don't speak a common language. Most people speak several languages and have many dialects. So it's not something. And because when I was in Papua New Guinea, I did learn to speak Pidgin because I was there for a month, solid month. But in Africa, I'm moving around and things are different. So it's not an easy task. But most of the people are more knowledgeable about America than we are their nations. And most of the people speak several languages. So it's easy to maneuver.
Yeah. Wow, makes sense. Do you have a favorite place? I mean, all these different places that you went, is there, and I know that's a hard question, but is there one that just pops out?
Well, many people have asked me that. I can't really say I have a favorite because each one of them have a different meaning in my heart because of the association with the people. Yeah. I've also gone to other places other than those places. I've gone to the Philippines. I love the Philippines. Mm. I love the Philippine people. I've gone to the UK. I've gone to, you know, other places other than Africa. And I'm planning to go to Kenya again in July of this next year. And so it's all about the people. If you love people and you connect with the people, and you don't ever say out of your mouth, this is not like America. It's not supposed to be.
That's so true, right? It's your attitude, and of course people would embrace you so much differently. Do you have any other places on your list in your mind? Because you say this, if you dream it, you can do it, and don't give up on your dream, and you talk about that in the book. Mm-hmm. Are there other places on your list?
Well, if it was less up to me, I'd visit every nation in the world. But being that I'm 77, we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. How many trips did you take all together between, you know, going to Papua New Guinea and all the places you went in Africa? How many times have you done that?
You know what? I've never counted, but it must be like 25 or so.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. 25. Five. All right, so you love the people, you're helping the people when you do these trips, but then you see the beauty of the various areas where you were. Like I think of Kenya, and people talk about the animals and the country, and what was that like?
I hate to bust your bubble, but most of the Africans haven't seen many animals. It's not like
we see on National Geographic?
No. In fact, the bishop in Kenya said he'd only seen a black panther or something once or twice. Most of those people have not seen all that. The only place that I saw more animals was in Botswana, when I went to Botswana. And, you know, that's where Prince Harry, that's his favorite place,
yeah.
Botswana.
Yeah.
And I was so, and that was just in 2016 that I saw that. We were riding in a car, and all of a sudden, here's this herd of elephants. I got so excited. And then here were giraffes, that they were so regal, and they were like strutting their stuff, like posing. And then it was a whole group of monkeys. That's the only place I've seen that.
Wow.
So it's not like that. I mean, I'm not interested in going to the zoo.
Right,
it's not
I agree.
The same. Yeah. Don't waste my time taking me to the zoo.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
But look what you saw. You saw, boom, impromptu, just right there, Botswana.
Exactly, in your
yeah.
face, and it's like, wow.
That's
that was
incredible.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very exciting that you've helped so many people, too. By the way, what a good soul you are. And so we look at these books, and this is a perfect time for this. Again, you can get them on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Papua New Guinea, 1983, Memoirs of Africa, 1996, 2009. What do you hope people take away from reading your books?
To not give up on the dream. And if you don't have a dream, you need to get one. The reason so many people are discouraged, suicidal, it's because they don't have a vision or a purpose for living. Every day, I have a reason to get up. And if you get outside of yourself and start thinking about other people, it's amazing what happens to you.
I like that. Think about other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, when we went to Zambia in July this year, and we were able to dig two wells for these people, when the community came, they didn't know, all of the community didn't know we were coming to dig those wells. So a crowd of people, children and elderly people, and they started coming, they couldn't believe they were actually getting water for their community.
Wow. Wow, that's a great example of that. Dolores Dillard, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
But wait, there's more. Don't go away so quickly. We do have some more interesting, intriguing things to talk about. This from the political front, Patrick Leahy, outdone. He wasn't booted. He's not going to seek re-election. How long has he been in office? That could almost be a prize puzzle. 81, he is the fourth longest-serving senator in U.S. history. Mm-hmm. He's the Vermont Democrat, and he's been in the chamber since 1975. He said he and his wife came to a conclusion that it's time to put down the gavel and pass the torch to the next Vermonter. I didn't even know that's what they called people from Vermont, Vermonter, who will carry on the work of the great state. I will not seek re-election. It's time to come home. How about that? And again, interesting, fourth longest serving senator in history. So he is the sixth senator and the first Democrat to announce that they're not going to seek another term. Overall, Republicans will be defending 20 Senate seats. Democrats will be defending 14 in 2022. All right, speaking of politics, Beto O'Rourke announced that he is going to try to become the next governor of Texas. Wow, interesting, because you've got Matthew McConaughey. Is he in? Is he not? Not sure about that. But Beto O'Rourke is in. The former congressman and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate launched a campaign to unseat Texas Governor Greg Abbott in 2022. His first statewide wide run in Texas. He was a huge long shot against Republican Ted Cruz in 2018, and it got kind of competitive against Greg Abbott. Not so sure. I think it's interesting, though. Hey, it's interesting when anybody runs for office and shakes things up, because it makes who's ever there, certainly they're not complacent. I don't think he's complacent, but it makes the team around them much more hypersensitive to who is running and what's going on, I think, in that state. All right, enough politics. Let's jump to Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift. You know, I don't know who's dating who or what's going on, and I miss this whole thing, saga that happened a while ago, but Taylor Swift is a credit to the music industry, to what she's done, is a credit herself to the music industry, and she's got a song out called All Too Well, and it's about that relationship with actor Jake Gyllenhaal. The power of the mic. You know, it's not just words, people. It can be singing. So there was a short film version that was tied to the song that was released, and a lot of people were talking about it, I guess, over the weekend. I say the show's about what people are talking about. They were talking about it. Somebody tweeted out, Jake Gyllenhaal, if you need a shoulder to cry on, I have two. So, I don't know. It's just pretty interesting. I have to look at the lyrics. And in fact, one of the lyrics says, you know, I never understood why everybody asked me about this scarf. What is this? I am in the dark about the scarf. It's totally impossible. It's this thing about this scarf that she apparently left over at Maggie Gyllenhaal, his sister's house. So Maggie Gyllenhaal said that, you know, I never understood what the deal is with the scarf. So figure it out, people. I don't know. You know, love gone wrong. Again, a microphone. Good for Taylor Swift that people are talking about her. She's always somehow very relevant, not in what she tries to do for people in the music industry, but also not just that, but also for what she does as far as her audience, her raving fans. All right, speaking of raving fans, Betty White. This is the woman that will live forever. Choice Mutual Insurance. They said they're going to pay one person $1,000 to watch 10 hours of Betty White. So if you're a Betty White fan and you want to do the binge thing, it's on the website. Just go to their website. That's what you'd have to do. Look at her classics. So you'd get paid to do it. And then it also includes a DVD player. They still have those. And Betty White DVDs, apparently. So that's the way that you're going to have to binge, by the way. So if you were thinking, oh, it's just a streaming thing. And I went to the website, actually. It's choicemutual.com. Betty White dream job. So, and because she's celebrating her 100th birthday on January 17th, 100, that is crazy. That woman looks great for almost 100. I'm not kidding you. But you better hurry, because you only have till November 22nd, 5 p.m. Pacific time. You have to prove you are a Betty White super fan. If you are a super fan, then this is the job for you. And if you want to go old school and you'll get a DVD and all that stuff, I don't know. I think it's a pretty cool idea, right? I'm talking about it. Yeah, why not? Okay, so we move in a different direction. There's so much we could tell you about, but I wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, when we look at Thanksgiving menus, because, yeah, Thanksgiving's almost here. And I was hearing there's going to be a run on turkey, so I started to think, oh, my neighbor has some turkeys, but they're live ones. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I was at the grocery store, and I noticed, well, maybe people aren't eating turkey in my neighborhood, or they already have them. I saw a lot of turkeys. But apparently there could be problems depending on where you live. You might get that turkey sooner rather than later. Plus, you have to do that whole thaw-out thing. And people always talk about, what's your favorite sides? Mashed potatoes, stuffing, or maybe you call it filling. Is it sweet potatoes? Is it, you know, is it, somebody asked me, is it the gravy? I mean, are you kidding me, the gravy? How about the gravy goes with the mashed potatoes and the stuffing? So I can't narrow it down to one side. And we're going to have an unofficial pool here for that. So of what what should be aside for Thanksgiving. You can send me that, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And if you are the one with the most ingenious sides, I will send you boxes of stuffing, a few of them, and a copy of all of my books. I know you're racing. It's bigger than the Betty White thing. You're racing to do this. Racing. I think Thanksgiving is different for everybody. I mean, that's the thing, right? And the gravy is actually pretty big. Some people do mushroom gravy. Some people do, you know, just a thick brown gravy. Some people grab packets while they're running out of the store and pull it all together, or just buy it in a jar and figure it out that way. I think gravy, and I think stuffing, and I think mashed potatoes are personal, because some people put a whole bunch of things in mashed potatoes. My family, I just like it plain. Just plain, give me the milk, the butter, the salt, the pepper, that's it. In fact, the Hubs makes very good mashed potatoes. And stuffing, traditional bread stuffing, and that's another thing. People like to put a lot of things in stuffing. They stuff the stuffing, so to speak, with fruits and, you know, all kinds of other things. So that's a personal thing. I don't think, and actually I'm going to say this, I do not think that unless you get stovetop or you buy some product that's pre-made, or you're having it delivered and it's from some restaurant, your favorite restaurant, so of course all of that would be the same. But I don't think when people at home cook it, that I don't think any two recipes ever taste the same. I don't think they taste the same. Like I could say I make bread stuffing and my neighbor could say they make bread stuffing and my sister-in-law could say I make bread stuffing, and I guarantee even if we had most of the same ingredients, it would not taste the same. I know you're thinking, and we stuck around for this, and that's not all, right? And that's not all. All right, so we've officially lost our minds and heard that we can't get any Christmas gifts because they're all going to be out, and the boats are at bay, so the ports are messing with us, and you better hurry up and order whatever you can order because everything is going to be absolutely gone. It's going to be gone, so ASAP, you better do it, except for... I've seen a lot of everything. Just go to the stores. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's going to be out if you try to order it 3 days before the holiday, Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever. But, hey, Black Friday is coming up. And traditionally now, the day after Thanksgiving marks the official start of the holiday shopping season. So there's always those deals, even with supply chain issues. I think, you know, there's going to be deals at your Targets and your Walmarts and your Best Buys and your Amazons. There's going to be smart TVs. There's always that. There's always toys. There's always home security, vacuums. That's a sexy thing to get. Hey, honey, I got you a Roomba. Yeah, nah. Air fryer, yeah, air fryer would be pretty good, but you might want to check on air fryers, because now that I said it, I bet there's going to be a run on air fryers, and who knows how many of those get delivered. I'm just saying, check out the Black Friday deals. They're everywhere. They're epic, because they've made them epic. Just don't get up from the table and leave to go and get one of those deals. All right, we're closing the door. Remember, make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmett Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.